Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Bella, Ben, and Joseph continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Eliana joins them as our freshman. Listen along with our host, Josiah Carrick, as we take a deep dive into their experiences as students at Cedarville University, both the joys and the challenges. But Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Well, Bella, welcome back. Finally, we are able to talk together. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I hear you're sick. You told me you're not feeling the best today.
Yeah, there were some poor decisions made last night in terms of dinner. Four Clif Bars.
Yeah,
four
okay.
Clif Bars might have been substituted instead of dinner, and it was not wise. So I was a little sick this morning, but other than that, I'm doing great.
Good. Well, we live and we learn, you know, we make those decisions. Well, it's day 391 for you. You are officially a sophomore.
Yay!
Is that good? Is that scary?
It's good. I'm like happy about it, but at the same time, I'm also sad because it feels like last year just went by so fast and that's just going to be the next, you know, like, I don't know. It already feels like sophomore year is like,
right.
I've already experienced so much, but my first exam's coming up. And so it's just like, oh my gosh, the school year feels like it's flying.
Right. And last year was a really good year for you too.
It was, yes.
So now you're starting a brand new year with different things happening, mm-hmm. and you are comparing it to what you got to experience for the first time last year.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that can be difficult. Well, let's hop into your journal entry and go ahead and get started. I do want to hear about your summer real quick. You didn't give us much in the entry about your summer, but is there anything you could elaborate on? You said it wasn't as eventful as you wanted it to be.
Yeah, so it was mostly just me hanging out with my little sister, my family, and then working, which I wouldn't say is all too eventful. Like, I love my family, but we're a pretty chill group of people. So not too much went on, but I honestly preferred it that way. Like, most of my days were just spent going to work, and then I come back, and then my sister and I would find something to do around town, or like watch a movie with our parents, or we'd go out to eat, or we'd do something small. And that was just kind of exactly what I needed. It was a good summer. It definitely was not something that I needed a break, you know, after such a busy semester last year. So
I can understand that for sure. Did you work at all?
I did, yes. I worked at the small local restaurant that I've worked all throughout high school because, you know, my boss, Paul, was totally willing to put me back on the schedule. And I was like, oh, great. I did not really think about getting a different job. So it ended up working perfectly.
Yeah. And that seems to fit you too with your personality, talking to people.
Definitely, for sure. I love talking to people.
Good. I'm glad you were able to do that. Okay, so jumping to this year, it seems like the biggest thing happening, at least in this transition to sophomore year, is that you have switched dorms and you've lost a roommate. What is that like?
Switching dorms has honestly been really great. I really liked Johnson last year, but I really like Wood better. My biggest thing I tell everyone this that asks about the dorm switch is we have air conditioners that we can control. Mm. So I can move it up or down and set my room at a certain temperature, which is so nice. Like, I don't think people people take for granted air conditioners until they no longer have them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my goodness, what a blessing. So I love the air conditioner. And other than that, like, it's been pretty good. I like the girls in my hall. I got to know, like, I came in with three friends and then one girl that I met that I've already gotten super close with. So it's been really good. And I guess in, like, response to losing your roommate, that's been hard. Last year, we were obviously really, really close. But I think it was good for both of us to a certain degree because, like, I've already been able to open up to a lot of different people that I wasn't really able to last year. And that was just because I had gotten so close with my roommate that it was really hard to make other friends. And not in a sense that either of us were very controlling of one another, just in a sense that we had just gotten so close and done everything together and had just felt so natural that we often limited ourselves to the other friendships that we could be making. And that's something that I realized this semester. And I've actually had a lot of people tell me that, which is kind of funny. But a lot of people have said to me, like, I had no idea that you were this, and this last semester. I never had talked to you before because of like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my goodness, I never really thought of that. Like, and they're like, I feel like I know you so much better just as your own person. And I feel like it was good for her too, because, you know, we both were definitely so close. It was like hard to see us as separate people because we were just always together. So it's bittersweet. It's sad because I'm sad to see her go, but also it's good because I feel like we're both learning and growing, which is the most important thing.
Right. It sounds like that growth is necessary. That's incredible that you're understanding that now and other people are mm-hmm. positively reciprocating yeah. back to you as, hey, I want to be your friend. Yeah. And wow, I know you so much better. What happened to your roommate?
Yeah. So she had switched over to finance. She was currently coming here for a few biblical courses. And then she was only supposed to be here for like, it was her version of a gap year. She wanted to come here just for biblical courses and then to take a few.
Interesting.
Yeah. For her physical therapy degree that she was getting back at home in New York. And so then while she was here, she decided that physical therapy was not something she wanted to do. And she switched over into finance. So then she had contemplated staying, which was what kind of we went into the summer thinking was going to happen. She was going to stay and she was going to pursue finance here. But then it just ended up working out better for her to transfer to Liberty Online. So that's where she is now in New York. So we FaceTime a lot and those kinds of things. And she's probably coming down in October at some point to visit. But it's just financially and I think just overall timeline wise better for her to do classes online. So
sure, of course. Liberty is cheaper than Cedarville.
Mm-hmm, for so. Sure.
Yeah, that works out.
A few dollars.
A few dollars, yeah. Remind me, did you know her before school or did you meet freshman year?
We met freshman year actually on move-in day. That was the first time I had ever actually, like, we texted a few times. Like, we had just been like, oh, hey, you know, like, I'm bringing this. How are you? Like, it was so awkward. We looked back at them before we left school last year and we were like, that was the most embarrassing thing we've ever done. But it wasn't something that like we had known each other coming in. So we had absolutely no idea who the other person was. So it was a very unique situation because, you know, like I've talked to a lot of freshmen last year and a lot of freshmen this year too. And just like, that's really hard to achieve. And it's very rare to like, one, get that close to somebody so fast, but two, initially like somebody that quickly. Cause you know, like a roommate's a hard situation. A lot of people didn't really grow up rooming with anybody else other than like maybe a sibling.
Right.
So it's already like they're thrown into something completely different. But then two is like having to learn another person's personality and being mindful of that while also having boundaries and having them being mindful of you is something that's like really difficult to achieve. So I think it was a really unique situation.
Yeah. It's awesome, though, that you two bonded so quickly and so intricately, mm-hmm. and now it's tough that she's gone, mm-hmm. even though it's the best for both of you in some sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's move on. You have a new job, Bella. You're working at Beans. What's that like?
It is amazing. I love Beans so much. I didn't really go there too much last semester. I went a few times, but it was just mostly because like I hate seeing money leave my account, so I will do everything to avoid it. But I applied last year and I didn't get the job because like she never just responded, which made sense. Like there's so many. Beans is a really, it makes me sound so professional saying this, but Beans is a really like desired job to have. So like a lot of people are applying all the time. So that was, I considered that when I applied, but I just didn't get anything back. So I just kind of DM'd her over the summer on a whim. Like it was, I don't even know. It was such a random time. I think it was like 11:30 at night or something. And I just like DM'd her and I was just like, hey, I would love to work here. If you have availability for next semester, just let me know. It was something like so non-professional, I feel like, looking back. And she DM'd me back, which I didn't expect a response. I kind of was just like, she's probably going to like look at it, ignore it and be like, okay. And she DM'd me back and she's like, hey, I actually really liked your application. Do you want to come in for like, do you want to FaceTime for an interview? And I was like, oh my gosh. So we ended up interviewing. And at first it didn't end up working out because our availabilities didn't line up. And so she's like, I don't really need, you know, your availability. But then luckily a lot of people needed to pick up classes or drop classes. So they couldn't fill in those slots that my availability fell into. So she just gave me a call and she's like, if you still want the job. And I was like, you're darn right I do, Mindy. I want that job.
So it was like a spur of the moment thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like it was like I got called and tossed. And it was funny because I didn't have her number in my phone. It just said Xenia, Ohio. And a friend of mine went to like take my phone and he was going to call, like respond in Spanish because he thought it was funny. But then I was like, it's Xenia, Ohio. Like that might be someone that's like important. you know? Mm-hmm. And so then I was like, no, like if the number's not like a California number or something, someone that I wouldn't know. So then I was just like, I should probably answer it just in case it's like something actually important. And then thank goodness I did, because that would have been so awkward to like explain to Mindy, like, sorry, it was a dare in a tossed line.
Right.
Yeah. So I ended up answering, and then she just gave me the job, and I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I'd love to take the job. So
are you still at Toss then?
I do not work there anymore.
Wow.
Rip Tossed. It was a great place to work and I really liked it, but also I just really like leaving campus for work as well. I think it's
sure.
I think it's just nice to kind of like get off of campus, but it's still nice to be within the Cedarville bubble, which I know a lot of people are like, well, you're not going to be in it forever. And that's exactly why I'm soaking it up while I have it. Like,
amen.
Going to work. And my favorite thing is working Fridays, because there are three distinct middle school boy small groups that come in, and they are the sweetest. I uh-huh. love them all so much. I know all their names. I don't think they would know that I know their names, and I hope they don't. But, because that's a little creepy on my end, but I just remember everyone's names that comes into Beans, all the regulars.
Wow.
And they have like a, it's like three separate ones, but they have like a small group with, I'm assuming, a Cedarville student, because I see them, I see the guys around campus all the time. And they just kind of like go through a Bible study, and I get to like just see them be discipled and grow in their faith. And that's really cool. Like, you know, I feel like I wouldn't be able to walk into a random coffee shop in my hometown and see that as openly as I can see it in Cedarville. So that's definitely something that I really appreciate, is just being able to have a job outside of campus, but still be in like that protective bubble, and just getting to see like the way the Lord's working so vividly in people's lives.
And hopefully that will mimic what you get to do as soon as you graduate. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll have something similar. Mm-hmm. That's incredible, Bella. You are definitely the right person for the job. And the fact that you remember everyone's names is also incredible. I wish I had that talent. And you also mentioned that you get a free coffee.
I do get a free coffee.
What do you get?
Okay. I like to switch it up a lot. Usually my go-to is just straight cold brew with like blueberry flavoring in it. Mm-hmm. I love blueberry cold brew, but lately we got the pumpkin sauce, and I've been mixing a few things with that. So a dirty chai with a with pumpkin, and then depends on the day, but maple or brown sugar cold foam. So like iced dirty chai, pumpkin sauce, and then maple or brown sugar cold foam. It's so good.
That sounds like a stereotypical fall drink.
It's so good. I have my friends try it when I get it, and I'm like, guys, taste it. It's delicious. So it's by far one of like my favorite drinks of all time. So
I think you'll be thriving there for a bit.
Oh, for sure. I have a horrible caffeine addiction, and working here is not helping. It's so funny because she like allows us to drink as much drip as we want while we're there.
That's
and
crazy.
I'm like, Mindy, you can't give me this.
Yeah.
Like, I have no self-control. Like, I'll just be like sipping coffee the whole time, and then I'm like, this has got to stop. So
yeah. I've seen it. I don't need to comment on that. Okay. One of the last things you say in your entry is that your faith is the strongest it's been. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So this summer mm-hmm. was a bit of a rough spot spiritually. One thing that you don't really realize is the way that not only are you encouraged to grow at Cedarville, but you're also kind of forced. Like, you know, you can do with it what you will. Cedarville is what you make of it. But, you know, like, you're constantly being pushed by your professors, by the people mm-hmm. around you, by the constant chapels, by like just the continuous just reading and acknowledgement of God's word all the time, that it's super easy to kind of fall into that pattern and to think not really anything of it. And then you leave that environment and you realize like a lot of these habits weren't necessarily my own. And so that was something that I realized in the summer, is just like I had gotten good at Bible reading, but to a certain degree, it had gotten to a point where like it's just check off list before I take a shower. And it was just like, doo, doo, doo. So that was something that I realized leaving school, because I no longer had such a regimented schedule. I was kind of doing whatever I wanted all day, you know, like minus going to work, and I could wake up whenever I wanted. And like I realized that I fell out of a lot of my time with the Lord. And like, I still read my Bible over the summer, but it was never very consistent, and it was never never the way that I should have been. That also opened the door to a lot of anxieties and a lot of just idols that I had kind of started to lay down over at my time at Cedarville, just kind of started to pick back up. So like all of a sudden I started being really hyper aware of like my identity and other people again. And all of a sudden I started to be really anxious about things that I knew I couldn't control in those types of like areas of my life. And it was just, it was a struggle. And I started to like, you know, I realized what I needed before I came back to school. Like I realized like, this is not a problem. Like, oh, as long as I'm at Cedarville, it'll fix it. this is a problem with my own heart and my own walk with the Lord. And that was something that I had begun to realize before I went back to school and started working on myself. And the good thing about Cedarville is also I just have a really great group of friends that are really encouraging. So coming back, you know, I'm still struggling in this area. And then to just be thrust back into a community of believers, you know, like even my small community, like, yes, we're pushed by professors. Yes, we're pushed by chapels. Yes, we're pushed by, you know, like all these different classes. But even like my friends, the girls in my hall being like, did you get your word today? And like, wow. I'll be overly emotional about something. Like literally, it's the funniest thing. One, a friend of mine who lives just right, like one door over, she was in my room last night and I was overly emotional. And I was just like, I don't know what's happening. And she's like, did you get your word today? And I was like, girl, I did, but not the way I should have. Like, I just read through some verses and I was like, okay, I gotta like write my paper now. And it was like, okay, I need to be spending more time in the Word, and obviously other people can see it as well when I'm not. So like, this is something that's changing my life. This is something that is causing me to grow and become closer to Christ, and that's not something I want to lose sight of. So I would say that like a big part of my faith strengthening is just really investing in the community of believers that, you know, I've been blessed with, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it does. And it's incredible. Like looking back, first episode last year, your freshman year, you got saved at Fall Bible Conference. And now here we are, you're talking about the discipleship that you have with your peers, not even like people older than you, like with people who are your same age, who believe the same thing, are understanding the Word better, developing a relationship with Christ better along with each other. Like that is the definition of community. Basic biblical community. Like, you're doing incredible work. So I hope you realize that. And then you go on to say in your entry that, like, this is the best things have been. You hope that the semester can stay on track. So I'm just going to tell you right now, I mean, it's not going to stay on track this way the whole time. I think you know that too. How do you plan to, like, keep this goodness on track for as long as possible? Do you have a plan?
Yeah, I do actually. So one being I have regular dinners with my four closest girlfriends right now. We have Tuesday night dinners. We call them mandatory girl dinners because y'all like want to hang out more, but we all have super busy schedules. One's a varsity volleyball player. One is in a bunch of heavy business courses right now. One is a pre-veterinary, and one is a poli-sci. So we're all really busy. We all have a lot of commitments. And so Tuesday night dinners, we have made the absolute. So we're like mandatory girls dinner. We're going to have dinner. We're going to have fellowship. And we're just going to be able to talk about each other's day. We have this rule. It's just going to be us. Not like just us, but like we have a lot of guy friends as well. And so like, it's just going to be the girls. We're just going to focus on like where the girls are at right now. And so that's one way. And then those same girls, we have, I think it's Thursday after chapel Bible studies all together. So we all go to usually one of the girls in our hall's room. And right now we're going through Galatians. And that's been really cool too, to kind of just like hear different perspectives and to see how on fire they are for the Lord. And so that's one of the ways in which I plan on staying on track spiritually. I also have girls, I have a D group. I joined a D group this semester.
Nice.
And so that's another way that I wanted to kind of like get a community of believers outside of my normal friend group to kind of like branch out and to see, you know, the way other girls that I would probably never interact with otherwise are doing in their walk with the Lord, being an encouragement, pouring into them while also being poured into. So that's another way spiritually. Staying on track. Another way is I am planning on getting more involved with my church. I want to be of more service. Right now, I'm in the process of possibly switching churches. I don't know yet. It's a lot of prayer that comes with that. But I want to be more involved in serving a lot more. And so that's something that I'm considering, is switching churches to a smaller church that has a lot more serving opportunities and that needs a lot more serving opportunities. So that's another way spiritually that I want to stay on track. And just academically, I have a lot of friends now that are in very, very difficult majors, like math majors, civil engineering. I have three pre-med friends. Like, we all are, they all are like max busy, but they love studying in the HSC and I love people. So I love being there with them and, you know, kind of being like, they don't have time. Like we can all talk and have fun every now and then, but like they do not have time to like talk and have fun all the time. So academically, when I'm around them, I feel like I do more because I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, like you're all studying and I want to be with you. And just that's a stipulation of being with you right now is studying. So I will sit quietly and do my work next to you just because I like the presence of other people. Yeah. And they always goof on me for that. But like sometimes I'll just go to the HSC and nap with them in the room just because I just like other people's presence.
That's a bit weird, Bella.
See? I'm telling you, they all laugh. They think it's sweet. They're all like, it's really sweet that you like and you like us so much that you would like feel like nap in the room. But I'm like, no, I'm not playing. Like it's weird. Whoa. It's weird not having a roommate because like I'm so used to having people around me all the, like a presence next to me all the time. And I think it's good because it kind of teaches me like being alone is okay because I'm never alone. I'm with the Lord. But also, like, I just like having people around me. Like, I just like having another human being in the room. Just something about, like, another presence there is really comforting. So I just, you know, sometimes you got to nap in the HSC on a bench. And that's, I've done it way more times than I probably should have this semester already. So.
But sometimes you don't. You really don't, Bella.
I do. Those HSC benches, they nap differently. The nap lines I get from them, I'm like, that was a good nap.
Okay, hot takes from Bella. 2023 HSC benches are fantastic, apparently.
Best place to nap.
Last thing, Bella, I have asked all the others this, and then mm-hmm. at the end of the year, during our final episode, I'm going to follow up with you and see what the answer okay. is. What is one thing that you're hoping God will teach you this year? Yeah, take a second. I know it's a big question.
I think this has been on my heart a lot lately, is just overall obedience. I have realized that, like, one, I want to be more obedient to the Lord, and I want, a big part of my life right now has been praying for convictions in my life. Like, I have realized that there's probably a lot of things in my life right now that I'm doing that I'm justifying as it's okay because I never had that motive or like that wasn't what I intended it to be, or they would understand if they, you know, like knew my heart. But like, no, that doesn't mean it's not sin. Like, I was upset with someone for talking about me behind my back because I was like, well, that was mean, you know, like that wasn't very nice that you said that. But then I did the same exact thing. But when I was called out on it and they're like, I thought you didn't like that, I was like, oh, but I didn't mean it to hurt their feelings. Like, they probably never intended to hurt my feelings either. And like me talking about them behind their back was sinful, regardless if my heart motive was to hurt them. And so then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm justifying my sin and that's wrong. And I really had just been right now just praying for conviction over my life that those small things that I'm doing, regardless of how big or small society would define them, that I would just be convicted over that and that I would be, you know, we're called to obedience and that I would just obey Christ in all aspects of my life, not just the big parts that are very like public, but also just like the small parts, even like in the quietness of my room when I'm all by myself and like what's going on in my heart, that I would just submit that to Christ and obey to what he's called me to do. Mm-hmm. And so right now, I feel like I'm learning about obedience, but right now I hope to grow in my obedience to Christ, that at the end of the year, I can say that, like, you know, that is something that I'm stronger in. Just,
right,
you know, hearing Christ's voice and being like, okay, Lord, I'm listening and I will do that.
Yeah, I think that's a very wise and humble answer of you to say. I'm excited to see what happens over the year, and then we'll talk about it at the very end.
Sounds good.
Bella, this was a longer episode just because we're catching up, but it's amazing to see you. It's amazing to hear what's gone on in your life. Sounds like this year is already off to a great start. Hopefully you can keep it, but you got some ideas on how you want to maintain that, which I'm impressed. Some of the others are not aware of that yet, so... They're figuring that out as they go, as I'm sure you are too. All right, Bella, we'll talk again in 2 weeks and we'll get some updates on things.
Sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcasts, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Allison Kinner.